Tony, it's great to have you back with us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, Chris, always good to talk with you guys.
So almost a year that you've been open, and the plan is going well.
Yeah, I mean, it. So Vera Health, based out of Peoria, our plan was to grow from our Peoria location, and we did that. We went to Carbondale in late 20, well, actually went to Carbondale early 2022. But then when the cottage situation, Galesburg was always a market that we were targeting, but when the cottage situation happened last year, it put us into the Galesburg market quicker than we planned, because a couple of physicians came in there. So we opened officially in Galesburg in July, and it's hard to believe that we're coming up on that 1 year plan. But, the fact that it was ahead of when we wanted to be, has worked out very well for us, and we're getting that 1 year behind us, and we're excited about some of the expansion plans that we have now.
Well, Tony, when you opened up a year ago, you know, the healthcare atmosphere here in Galesburg was pretty chaotic.
Yeah, it was like a snow globe, and somebody just shook it up. And as a marketer, I was trying to get my hands around, just who's out there, and you had four or five big name family physicians who just flat out retired. And so my best estimate was, there were 15 to 20,000 people that were having to just kind of settle. And so we were able to capture several of those with the physicians. In particular, Dr. Santiago was very popular, and he was primarily the reason that we jumped into Galesburg and partnered with him. Right. And I think it's settled down a little bit now. We pride ourselves in we're a different healthcare organization in a lot of ways, but the biggest one is we believe that we are just a part of the healthcare ecosystem in the community, and we work with everybody. And the situation in Galesburg isn't OSF, it isn't Graham, it isn't Silvera that's going to come in and solve this. It's all of us together.
Yeah.
And I think between what OSF has done, what Graham is planning to do, what we've done, and even in our clinic over on Sewanga-Taha Road, we lease out space to specialists that work for Springfield Clinic and Carle Health. We have a gastro and cardiologists there. So, it's the healthcare ecosystem, and I think a year later, that ecosystem is starting to rebuild itself.
Absolutely. And Silvera found that there was a huge need for what you're doing here. People just didn't know where to go. As you said, it's the snow globe. I love that analogy. But people didn't know where to go after that hospital closed, and, Silvera filled a need here.
Yeah, I think, this is a new business, and Phil Capeless, our owner, is a restaurant. He comes from the restaurant business, and I retired after 34 years at Caterpillar, the bulldozer business. And, how's a guy that ran Golden Corral Buffets and a guy that sold bulldozers going to, get into healthcare? But the market need is around primary care. Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm not for sure what the exact stat in Galesburg is, but I know in Peoria, in the zip code that we serve, it's only 4 out of 10 have a primary care doctor. Mm. And if you look at the governmental programs like Medicaid and Medicare, and even if you look at traditional insurance programs, they are trying to get their consumers back to a primary care doctor because they need somebody quarterbacking their care.
Yeah.
It's very costly when you just walk into the ER for something that you could have seen a primary care doctor for. Mm. And so that's the market need, is kind of this reemergence of primary care, and then having that doctor, but also helping navigate the healthcare system. And that's really kind of the second thing, is that we bring this, hospitality to healthcare is kind of our mantra. But our staff spends a lot of time not only seeing the patient through our primary care doctors, Dr. Santiago, but oftentimes they're going to need to see a cardiologist or go to a hospitalization or need a special test. And we've developed the collaborations in that ecosystem that we don't just give you a number and tell you to call somebody. We make that call, we set up your appointments, and we try to help you navigate through that healthcare system.
Did you grow up around here?
I grew up in the St. Augustine, Avon, Abington area, and then moved to Farmington and graduated from Farmington High School way back in 1984.
Yeah, way back. And now you say St. Augustine. That's I live in Abington, and I've always said St. Augustine, so I feel like we're on two separate sides of the The line.
Well, we call it. I grew up, it was just Saney.
Saney, right? That's right. Yeah. There
I
you
never
go.
Never worried about that.
That's right.
Lived at Club 41. I see it's closing again. That was
yeah.
My both my mom and dad worked there. Many a lunches were knocking on the back door. This rickety old screen door would open and a brown paper bag with a tenderloin would come out. You know.
So, there you go. There you go. And then you said you were in the bulldozer business.
Yeah, I worked for Caterpillar for 34 years. So I played football at the University of Illinois, and just wasn't good enough to go to the NFL. So I went to CAT and enjoyed my career at Caterpillar. Yeah. And after COVID, just wanted to get out of the corporate world and get part of a startup and join Phil Capeless, our owner. And here I am in healthcare.
How did you meet Phil?
Phil was just through a mutual acquaintance. Actually, I was very active in Peoria and fundraisers and that I was at an event with him, and I sat at a table with him and his wife and kind of met for the first time there. And then word got around that, hey, Tony Johnson might be in the market in Galesburg for a marketing job. And I went in his office. He said, I need a marketing guy. I said, I want a marketing job. And here we go.
Wow. And what an interesting business what an interesting entrepreneur that Phil is. It's incredible what he's built. And again, it all started, if you can, maybe people who haven't heard the story, he was in the restaurant business, as you alluded to earlier, Golden Corral, correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, if you go way back, Phil's family has a lab in Northern Indiana.
Yes.
So they have a medical background. And he played baseball at Bradley and opened his first restaurant was a pizza place in Metamora. And then had a number of restaurants, and one of those was the Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And kind of after COVID, it was clear that the buffet business wasn't going to work with labor and food costs, and kind of that buffet style is something that's kind of declining. And so he and his family really wanted to do something that was going to be sustainable for the community, and healthcare was the big one. And then the location in Peoria, which is on the corner of University and War Memorial, it's like a primo spot.
Oh boy.
So what can we do that's going to serve the community? We had this 14,000 square foot building. We gutted it out, and there's an x-ray machine where the chocolate fountain used to be.
And the Peoria location is kind of home base, correct?
Yeah, that's our home base. That's our comprehensive clinic. Carbondale. We have two doctors in Carbondale. In fact, we were just down there yesterday. We're going to expand down there and go to a different building. And then, of course, Galesburg, we've got the place on Sewanga-Taha Road. And our plans all along were to expand that and get it to comprehensive, i.e. put x-ray, pharmacy, audiology, put a bigger lab in. And we're to that point. Advanced Rehab was a partner of ours over on Sewanga-Taha. And Chris and his team moved to their new facility over by the Galesburg High School, which was part of our plan. And so that's opened up a lot of square footage in that facility for us to do the expansion that we had planned.
That's right. So when people, do you ever send people to the Peoria location that need something that maybe is not offered here at your clinic in Galesburg?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talked earlier about the ecosystem, and that's part of, we've had a lot of really positive patient experience. In fact, as a marketing guy, I got my 100 five-star review this week, right,
on Google. That's great. And
you look at it, and it's, we are that primary care, and we want to take care of the majority. Dr. Santiago can take care of a majority of your issues, but when it can't, we want to work that ecosystem. And we have the Springfield Clinic and Carl specialist in our clinic on Sewanga-Taha. In Peoria, we send, there's Galesburg patients that come over all the time for an x-ray. We have a bone density machine. Our audiologist is here who does hearing tests and hearing aids. We have a urologist over here, Amber Breitzman, who is a number of patients from Galesburg come over to see her. And then we have Dr. Sam Fox, who's from Galesburg, but he's now working in our Peoria clinic, who's doing OBGYN. So it depends on the need. It depends. Do you like OSF? Do you like Carl? Do you like Graham? Which hospital you want to go to? We have collaborations and connections with all those, and we get our patients to where they want to go that can fit their need.
Yeah. And you said that, now that you're getting ready to wrap up your first year open, and now we got to figure out Where does the second year? What are we doing in the second year? Anything that you're really excited about for year two?
Yeah, I think for Galesburg in particular, you know, like I said, we got in there a little bit earlier than we had planned, but we love the Galesburg market. Yeah. We love your sense of community, the way that you've opened your arms to us there. In particular, our model is really good for the Medicare base.
Yeah.
There's a really good and active Medicare base in Galesburg. And so as we expand, really, you know, we're a family care, primary care clinic, but in particular, we're finding a lot of success and making a lot of the seniors happy because it's kind of a one-stop shop. And I think my excitement for Galesburg is to take our clinic, and when we add audiology and pharmacy, I mean, there's so many stories, Chris, that I can tell you from just being in the clinic every day of the doctor sees a patient, goes and talks to the pharmacist. Then they bring the pharmacist comes in the room and talks to the patient about their medications. When does that happen? Typically, you get 2 minutes with the doctor. They give you a prescription to drive through Walgreens, and you have no idea what you're taking.
Right, right.
And so that's the kind of approach that we want to bring in Galesburg, and then of course expanding with more providers. They're hard to find these days to provide providers to come in, but we've got conversations going with a couple of doctors that we hope will join us there in Galesburg.
Tony, again, it's great to have you back with us on Galesburg Live.
Always good to be talking to you. I'm a radio guy, Chris. You know that I do high school football on Friday nights over here in Peoria. So I get up every morning and listen to the radio. Forget the streaming stuff, right? I'm a radio guy.
That's great. That's great. How long have you been doing play-by-play?
Oh, I actually do color, play-by-play. Oh. That, you got to be special to do that. But I've been doing it for 20 years over here in Peoria. And,
yeah.
I coached the arena football team here for a while and kind of navigated into it. I filled in one night, and I've been filling in for 20 years on Friday nights now. And I really enjoy it, you know. I get a great seat to talk about football for 3 hours. I find that as I get older, the hardest part of the job is I can't go to the bathroom for 3 hours now. So.
They got to work on that. You know,
that's right.
All this digital technology has made it easier for DJs to last a lot longer. The days of putting American Pie on, you know, to play while you went to the bathroom are gone. So that's really
right,
wonderful.
Right.
Tony, we want to get back into talking about Silvera Health here and about how I love your comment, how you said you are a one-stop shop for seniors. And I will say that, you know, in the midst of the chaos that happened here when the hospital closed, I would think our senior population were among the hardest hit as far as what do we do? Where do we go? We don't know what to do. And I think many of them were left behind. And Silvera kind of picked up the ball and was able to help a lot of our seniors here.
Yeah, and I think we were able to help a lot, and there's a lot more opportunity to help them even more.
Yep.
It was, you know, when the cottage situation happened, the number one thing is the seniors are used to, they know what a primary care doctor is, and so they had their doctor. My son's 26. You say primary doctor, he looks you, his eyes roll back in his head. He didn't know what that means.
Right.
You know, I get sick. I go to Ergo. I talk to whoever. They give me my medications. I leave, and they don't know what it is. But a lot of those seniors lost their primary care doctors when they all retired all at once. There are four or five of them that retired. And so where do you go? And understanding the importance of primary care, and in particular, the tie-in with Medicare. Because Medicare has gone from being just a kind of a cost insurance to where Medicare incentivizes the senior and us as their provider to not only take care of their current condition, but also keep them well and keep them out of the hospital. And so our model, and it works, it's our overall model at Silvera, but for seniors is there's Silvera Care, Silvera Well, and Silvera Sure. If we start at the Silvera Care, is yes, there's ongoing care that needs to happen. You have a condition, you need to see a doctor, you need Dr. Santiago to treat that or to send you to a specialist and help coordinate that for sure. The well side of it is really what makes the Silvera model special, is that we have a team of care coaches We have a couple in Galesburg. We have a couple in Peoria, a couple in Carbondale. Each one of those are assigned 200 patients. And basically every day they come in, and I'll talk about, I'll give you an example. My in-laws are in assisted living over here in Peoria, and they started coming to see our doctor. They have a care coach. Her name is Hope. Hope calls them based upon a schedule that she agrees with them, but usually once a month. Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing on your medications? And in particular, in chronic care situations where you have two or more chronic care conditions, high blood pressure and diabetes is an example. So our care coaches every day are reaching out to these seniors, and not only on their healthcare side, some of it's just a mental side. They want somebody to talk to. Some of it is connecting them with community resources that they may need. And Medicare actually incentivizes us and wants us as their provider to do more of that, looking after and trying to take care of their overall health. And the ultimate goal is to keep them out of the hospital.
Oh, wonderful. And we're talking with Tony Johnson. He's the director of marketing for Silvera Health, their Galesburg clinic on Swangataha Road here in Galesburg. And we're talking about the one-stop shop for seniors. I think it's necessary for us to spell out the fact that when you go to Silvera, it really is, when you say one-stop shop, you see your doctor, your pharmacy is right there on site, correct? And so you don't have to go to a lot of different places. You even said the pharmacist comes in and talks to you after you see your doctor to make sure that you're okay, that you understand what you're taking and all of that. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example, and this is what we have in Peoria, and this is what our plans are to grow to in Galesburg here, you know, as we get toward, you know, really over the next 6 to 9 months. But I'll take the senior example. They're in assisted living. They see our primary doctor. We have a van. We go pick them up. We have a retired pastor named Felton, who's just, everybody loves Felton. They pick him up, bring him to the doctor. We coordinate seeing their doctor, their physical therapy at the same time. If they need audiology, you know, we'll set them up with Dr. Barry. We can do X-ray, DEXA, all their labs, blood, urine, that type of stuff right on site. And then, of course, the pharmacy side of it. In this case, we deliver their meds once a month. Wow. So we've coordinated all their meds, and we deliver them and take them right to their door. And that's our vision of what we want to bring to Galesburg. Yes. We're not quite there with our current clinic, but our plans are. In fact, we were over there on Wednesday starting to draw out, here's where the pharmacy's going to go, here's where X-ray.
Amazing.
And start bringing some of those services.
It's you call them care coaches. It's like healthcare concierge, right? I mean, they just kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the whole process and take care of it all for you. That's what a huge service, especially for our seniors.
It is. And like, so guys, I just need to talk to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, you can call the doctor's office. The chances of you calling our office and talking to the doctor are not very good.
Right.
Right. It's just not the way healthcare works. So the way that we set it up is that the care coach becomes that one point of contact for that senior with Silvera. So they can call Hope at any time, or we now have a lady named Monica over in Galesburg. They can call Monica and say, you know what, I'm just not feeling good. I started on this medicine. Well, I tell you what, Monica, I'm going to go talk to the nurse. And we actually have nurses now that are sitting with the care coaches that can have some of that immediate feedback. And ultimately, if it's something where the doctor does need to be consulted, that care coach will go talk to the doctor and get back with that patient right away. So they're not having to navigate the please hold while we connect your call.
All right.
And press 3 and leave a message. You know, I've figured out one thing, Chris, in moving into healthcare marketing. The number one success factor is answer the phone and return phone calls.
Oh, boy.
Right, because it just doesn't happen in medical these days.
No.
And we're trying to make sure that we bring that hospitality human side back to the coverage, and in particular with our senior and Medicare patients.
Right. Well, Tony, as you said, you know, OSF's doing the best they can in a pretty tough situation here where they're trying to be you know, they had to take care of a lot of people in a very short amount of time. And we hear how, you know, emergency rooms are overflowing. You know, we hear this, just everything is backed up. If you haven't given Solvera a call, you could be, you know, this could be a great step to helping you in your whole healthcare journey by calling Solvera Health. How do you get this process started?
So the best thing is, I mean, if you're online, is to go to solverahealth.com/Galesburg. Our phone number is there. We also have a request an appointment. So you can do that, or you can just search. You know, I spit off phone numbers and nobody ever remembers them.
No, they don't.
It's best just to go to Solvera Health,
Galesburg
on Google, and you can connect us right away. And Dr. Santiago is accepting new patients now, and that's the place to start. And then there's the initiating visit where you'll come in. We'll transfer all your medical records. It's easy to transfer. People get concerned about that, but it's actually pretty easy to transfer medical records these days. And we'll do the initial orientation visit with you, and then set it up from there. And I think you talk about OSF and Grant. OSF is so important. We need them to be hospitals when you have those emergency situations, to have those specialists.
Yep.
They're so important. What Graham's doing over there is so important. But the missing piece is a lot of people aren't doing the groundwork of their healthcare before they get urgent. And that's where we want to help, is that establish with that primary care. So you don't have to go with an ergo if you wake up with an ear infection. Call Dr. Santiago and come and see him, because he saw you last time and the time before. You go to ergo, you never know who you're going to see, and they really don't know who you are. And we preach that a lot, in particular with the younger generation, because they're not used to that. Come and establish with Dr. Santiago before you get sick.
Yeah.
Then when you get sick, you've got a whole team of people there to help you. You can't have a healthcare discussion without considering the cost side of it. And the cost is around insurance and depending upon what you have. And so within our clinic, in fact, part of our growth in Galesburg is we're putting an insurance agent office in our clinic now that we've got space. And so if you're on Medicare, our agent can look at your current plans and say, you know what, your plan you got's really pretty good. You got to stick with that. Or, hey, you know what, because you're on this medication, because you've got this condition, you'd be better off to go on this plan. So why don't we put you on this plan? And then for the non-Medicare patients, we can provide connections and help consult on your current insurance. And you know, is it covered? Is it not? And for those that don't have insurance, we promote group share. We have a group share option that we sell. It's really popular with, hey, I just turned 26 or I need health and care. It's a very cost-effective, kind of covers you for those catastrophic things, keeps your initial costs down low, your monthly premiums. And so having that insurance agent in there to help consult on the cost side of it is part of that complete package of making sure that you're not overpaying and you're getting the most for what you are paying for.
Absolutely. Tony Johnson is the director of marketing for Solvera Health. Their Galesburg clinic is on Suwanga-Taha Road. They're in Peoria and Carbondale as well. The Medicare gets so confusing, Tony. Part B and Plan F and all that. I don't know how a senior could do this without some help to navigate through that.
I didn't realize how hard it was until I actually got in healthcare, and I'm realizing it. And I think the one takeaway, I mean, there's a lot, but if you don't have a Medicare person in your life that can consult with you on that, you need to find one and somebody you trust. And you know, you'll see the, hey, call 800 and do this and sign up for a plan if you're watching TV, but you never get a human being. You're just a process. With us, our agent, Colin, he'll sign you up for your Medicare plan. He'll give you his mobile phone number, and if you have issues, you call Colin.
Yeah.
Well, and Colin will still be around when you need that insurance.
That is such a great point to make, because how frustrating is it when you're dealing with a national company, you don't know who you're going to talk to. You're going to talk to somebody different every time. You just are. And sometimes, you know, you're not even able to understand them. My grandmother is 93 years old, gets frustrated when she gets calls from people that seem like they're, you know, from 10,000 miles away. And they don't understand what her issues are. So it's very frustrating for our especially for our senior population.
And that's part of, like, once we get the office set up over there, which will be very soon. Yeah. If you're a senior and you've come to see Dr. Santiago, at checkout, we'll say, hey, I see you're on this insurance. Are you okay with that? Or would you like to talk with somebody? I'd really like to talk to somebody. Well, Colin's over there in the office. Why don't you go over? And if he's available, you can sit down and talk with him. If not, schedule an appointment, and he'll come to your house and sit at your kitchen table and talk to you. And there's a whole team. We work with Jeff Gegenbach and his team, American Senior Benefits over there. And they're really connected with the Galesburg patient base,
right.
And they provide great service. They're not that 800 number of somebody sitting in a call center that just wants to get your credit card.
That's right. Tony Johnson is the director of marketing for Silvera Health. Their Galesburg clinics on Suwanga-Taha Road. Their home office is in Peoria. They're also in Carbondale. And talking about the care coaches again, especially when our senior population, I bet another big value of this is having somebody kind of look on the overall. Your different doctors you're seeing, the medicines you're taking and all that, and to be able to see a full picture of your healthcare journey. And maybe sometimes have you ran into the people find out that they're taking too many medicines, they're taking too much, they have to, you know what I'm saying? When somebody has so many different doctors, they're going to this clinic, this clinic, this clinic, they don't really have one person looking at the whole picture. And to have that care coach, it seems like that would be a hugely valuable thing. The reason I bring this up is because my grandmother just got into that situation where they found that she's just taking way too much medication, and no one caregiver, no one provider was able to see the whole picture.
Yeah, Chris, that's a common. I talk about what you see in the clinic. We had a senior patient walk in the front door of Peoria the other day. And she was pulling a carry-on bag behind her, like when you go to the airport. It was her medications.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was her establishing visit, and we asked you to bring in your medications so we could look at it. And I don't know the number, but it was quite a few. And, the first thing we do is we look at that. And because there wasn't a primary care doctor involved, but maybe 6 or 8 or 10 specialists, there's no coordination of those medications per se. Now, at least these specialists ask you what medications you're on, and they look at it. So I don't want to say that.
No, of course
not. They're professionals, but the primary care doctor sits down, look at it. And first thing we do is we look at what medications you're on, and are some the same? Are they different? And, the ultimate goal is to try to, some people, it feels like there's a pride factor. The more pills they can take, the better. But that's not the right attitude at all.
No, it's not. Tony Johnson, Director of Marketing for Silvera Health here in Galesburg. Any plans of expanding here? And, I know we talked about adding to the different things that you're adding to the Galesburg. But the future, you're looking to bigger clinic, as we talk about Graham Hospital. They're opening up the big clinic here on North Seminary Street. Is that Silvera? Hopefully years to come, you're looking to or bigger and better things here in Galesburg too.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil and I come to Galesburg and drive around and look at real estate almost every trip.
Yeah,
and we've got our eye on some places. We're just in a major growth mode right now, and. But we do that, and beyond what we're doing today with the care, well, and sure, we have a couple of other things that we'd like to bring to healthcare that are part of that overall health, the food that you eat, the fitness side of things, right? Mm. And the fact that Galesburg doesn't really have a good senior center there. There's not a really good place that is truly seen as a senior place. And so we're looking at definitely, and we really love the Galesburg market. And it's just, you can only grow as fast as you have patients, doctors, and money.
That's right. Tony, we really appreciate the time that you've taken today to talk with us and update us on what's going on with Silvera. We appreciate you and your staff and everything you're doing as part of, as you said, the healthcare ecosystem here. We're glad to have you a part of it.
Well, we're pleased to be in Galesburg, and we love what you do. I've done a lot of marketing, and we love radio in the Galesburg market. Chris, I come to Galesburg, and people say, "Hey, I heard you guys on radio." I never hear that anywhere else. I go to, right? And well, so that's I think you and the team, you and Tom and the team over there, do a great job of helping get the community, our message out in the community.